Hello children, we meet again, this time with another writing part, short story writing. I'm going to give you two modules, two PPT presentations, and this one is the first one. It is an introduction to short story writing. Now, short story writing is a guided composition. You are given outlines of a story and you have to expand or weave a story using those outlines. Okay, you mustn't be fill in the blanks. You must expand the story and then write them in your own words. Now, it is guided composition when you are in 6th, 7th and 8th. But when you go to 9th, you'll be given a leading sentence. And using the lead sentence, you have to compose your story. Story writing has to be done that way. Okay, children, now what is a story? A short story is a brief narrative, a work of fiction or imagination that can be read in one sitting. It generally has a single episode, incident, situation or theme and very few characters. So you remember that, children, it is a work of fiction or imagination, but sometimes you read short stories from the lives of people, great people like Mahatma Gandhi, Abdul Kalam, from the lives of Ambedkar, from the lives of Shivaji, from the lives of Akbar and Birbal. So we can't really say that they are all works of fiction, but they can be fiction as well as real ones, okay? And they describe one incident. Not a complete life of a person, but a small incident or an episode. And they must have a theme and very few characters. You can't have large number of characters in a short story. Okay, children? What is a short story? Excuse me. Short story is nothing but something that tells you a story. Okay? So, story narration. Then, it has a beginning, a middle and end. It must have a beginning, it must have a middle and it must have an end. It mustn't be topsy-turvy. You mustn't say end, beginning and middle. Okay, so there should be a proper sequence and a logical sequence arranged in your story. Then it has to be set somewhere. You have to set the story somewhere. Look at the story Jack and the Beanstalk. Where is it set? It is set in Jack's house and in the Beanstalk, the giant's house. The giant's house is set on the beanstalk, isn't it? Similarly, take the story of the duck and the golden egg. It is situated in the farmer's house and the farmer's barn. Okay, the place where he has his pigs and hens and on the farmer's dining table. So, you must have a setting. Then, what are the characters? Children, for a short story, you generally have very few characters. Limit it to 5. Okay, now let's just take the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. You have Jack as the main character, Jack's mom, the cow and the giant. Now the cow can't be a character, but the giant and mom along with Jack are. Right? Then, as I told you previously, the short stories are of two kinds. Sometimes real and many times fiction and imagination. And they must have a theme or a main idea behind the story. Okay, let us take the story of the duck and the golden egg. What is the theme there? Greed, isn't it? Then look at the characters. In duck and the golden egg, what are the characters? The characters are the greedy farmer and the duck. So just two. Maybe you could also add the farmer's wife and all that. But main characters are these two. Then where does it happen? Situation, setting and events. It happens in the farmer's house on his dining table as well as in the barn, okay, where you have the chicken pen. And then how do they happen? How does the story open? What are the important events that happen? And then next is, what is a twist in the story? A short story must have a twist or a problem. What is the twist in The Duck and the Golden Egg? The twist is the greed, isn't it? The story opens beautifully, the duck laying a golden egg every day. Okay, and when it lays a golden egg, the farmer is very happy. But then suddenly he has this bad thought. That's the twist. What is the bad thought? Why not have all the eggs on the same day? Now, can you have all the eggs? Is it like that the duck has a storehouse of golden eggs in its tummy? That's not it, right? So the story tells you that you have to be patient and you should not be greedy. So that becomes the solution of the problem. And it is also the theme of the whole story. Now, children, there are a few steps you have to follow in order to write a short story. Number one, you have to introduce a character. Let's just take, for example, a character called Ravi. It is imagination, children, fiction, okay? Now, once upon a time, long, long ago, in the city of Ashwapur, lived a little boy called Ravi with his old parents. Now, you're introducing the character Ravi in the story. Then in the second paragraph, you will describe an event. Ravi was celebrating his birthday on that day and he wore new clothes and his bag was full of chocolates. And he started walking towards his school, which was situated 1 kilometer away. Now that is the event that was going on. Then you have to include the twist. What is the twist here? As Ravi walked down the school, he was chased by a dog, and while he began running, all the chocolates from his bag fell over, fell onto the road. Now that's the twist. Then next, what does the boy do? What does the main character do? He has a choice. He can run away, okay, shoo the dog and run away, or come back and pick all the chocolates and go back to school. Okay, so that is one of the choice. What choice does the main character make? And then finally, what is the result of his action? And then your conclusion in the form of a moral. Okay, most of the time, 99.99% of the time, you are asked to write a moral in your exams. Don't forget to write the moral of the story. That's how the question is given. But children, I personally feel that when you write the moral of the story, it robs the beauty of the story. When you read it, children, you sort of make your own judgment. The message occurs to you, okay? It comes to you in your mind automatically. You draw the message through your own thoughts and through your understanding. It is not that it should be spoon-fed. You know, you take it with the spoon and then put it into your mouth. The message of the story should automatically come to you and it should not be told that way. Okay, that is my personal opinion. But children, because you have to write it for the exam, yeah, so please do follow the format, and most of us ask you to write the moral. So please do write it. But I tell you personally, I don't like writing the moral separately in a line. Okay, then what is the language that you use while writing a story? We have to use simple and clear language. Okay, and then children, stories are written sometimes in simple present and sometimes in simple past tense. Then children, you have to describe the actions and you have to use dialogues. Okay, and using dialogues and actions, you're telling the reader what is going to happen. Now you must use direct speech properly. Don't use yes, no, I like it, no, I don't know, such kind of sentences. Okay, for example, let us say Ravi told his grandmother, comma, open quotation marks, grandma, please take a seat. Instead of saying Ravi told his grandmother to take a seat, that's very boring. If you add dialogue, your story has some, gives some, you know, contains some kind of a maturity in your writing. So don't forget to write proper dialogues without those one word dialogues. Yes and no are not at all dialogues. Okay, so don't do that. Then dialogues are very important part of a story. Okay, and have meaningful dialogues. Then second, children, you will be given an opening line, or as I told you previously, outline of the story, and you have to build your story and you have to write a complete story. Now when I say complete story, please don't go on writing 3 or 4 pages and waste your time. You should be able to, in the exam, you have to be able to write a story in 20 to minutes to half an hour, and your story should not be longer than 1 page, maximum 1 page, minimum 3/4 of a page. Don't make it short. Half page is too small. 3/4 of a page long or 1 page. Don't go beyond that. Okay. And the children, it should be simple and beautifully written. Your story should be short and simple. When your teacher reads it, it should appear interesting. It should not be boring. The story goes on and on over 3 or 4 pages. Complicated characters, too many people, and we don't know how they're related to the main character. Okay. So when you read good stories, you'll be able to write one. So please don't, you know, let go of the habit of reading. You must continuously read stories. Okay, that way you'll become a very good story writer. If you read stories, you'll be able to write well. Okay, children, now suppose, let us imagine we are going to start writing a story. This is just an example. Who are the characters over here? In front of you, you can see there is an old woman sitting on the chair. In the chair, there's a policeman, there's a girl, then there is a dog, and there seems to be somebody like a thief or a crook. Okay, that is who are the characters. Then setting, where is it happening? It seems to be happening in a village. There is a statue. Okay, you have thatched houses. Then you have a broken fence. Then what is the plot? The plot should have a beginning, it should have a middle, and it should have an end. Then there's a problem. The problem is probably a thief. You see, probably the thief has come into the house, he has stolen something and he's running away. And how is it solved? You see, the policeman coming, a dog barking, and the thief has been caught. So this is how you weave your story. It should be logically arranged. Don't forget, children, characters, setting, plot, problem, and solution. Just remember this. C-S-P-P-S. C, character, S, setting, P, plot, P, problem, and S, solution. Okay, you remember this. C-S-P-P-S, and you'll be able to write your story. Okay, children, so we'll be meeting again in the next module. After you finish listening to the next module, please do go through your handout and write down the stories that I've given you as a worksheet. Okay, and it's your wish, children. If you want, you can write the moral, but I personally feel try to avoid writing the moral and let your story give the message. Okay, children, bye, children. See you again soon. Bye.